Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Campbell's Soup Company, a household name in the food industry known for its iconic soups, snacks, and simple meals. With brands like Campbell's, Pepperidge Farm, and V8, Campbell's Soup has built a strong legacy over the years. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the food and beverage sector. Let's dive in.
Campbell's Soup Company has been a staple in the food industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies?
Status quo bias is a significant factor in Campbell's Soup's decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize maintaining their classic product lines, like their iconic soups, over exploring more innovative or health-focused offerings that could appeal to changing consumer preferences. While this focus on established products helps ensure brand loyalty and consistent sales, it may also limit Campbell's Soup's ability to adapt to emerging trends in the food industry, such as the growing demand for plant-based or organic options. The availability heuristic is another important factor, where Campbell's Soup might focus on marketing their most popular and recognizable products, potentially overlooking opportunities to promote or develop new products that could resonate with different consumer segments.
This focus on maintaining established products and leveraging brand recognition has helped Campbell's Soup build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand loyalty in the food sector.
Exactly. Campbell's Soup's emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core product lines has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the food and beverage industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new products and flavors to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in a sector that is increasingly influenced by health and wellness trends.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Campbell's Soup Company. As a major food company with a diverse consumer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Campbell's Soup, given their role in providing food products to a wide range of consumers from diverse backgrounds. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing products that resonate with a broad audience. A diverse workforce can help Campbell's Soup better understand the needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more inclusive and innovative product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth. Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like food and beverage, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success. That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Campbell's Soup not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and relevant products, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible food production. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Campbell's Soup operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving food market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Campbell's Soup's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the food industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new product lines and markets. Status quo bias might make Campbell's Soup more inclined to focus on their established products, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by trends such as health and wellness, convenience, and sustainability. The availability heuristic might drive them to focus on promoting their most popular products, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities and emerging food trends to meet the evolving needs of their customers.
This adaptability is key for Campbell's Soup, especially as they face competition from both traditional food companies and newer, more innovative brands focused on health and sustainability. Their ability to innovate while maintaining brand loyalty is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Campbell's Soup's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare Campbell's Soup Company to other companies in the food and beverage sector, like General Mills, Kellogg's, and Conagra Brands. How do Campbell's Soup's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Campbell's Soup's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the food and beverage sector, such as General Mills, Kellogg's, and Conagra Brands, particularly in their approach to brand management, product innovation, and market adaptation. Campbell's Soup's emphasis on maintaining strong, recognizable brands like Campbell's and Pepperidge Farm appeals to investors looking for consistency in the food sector. General Mills, known for its focus on cereals and snacks, appeals to those interested in growth through a broad range of packaged food products. Kellogg's, with its strong focus on breakfast foods and global reach, offers a more diversified approach to consumer products, while Conagra Brands' emphasis on frozen and packaged foods positions it as a leader in the convenience food market. Campbell's Soup's focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing brands in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike General Mills or Kellogg's, which have a broader focus on cereals or global expansion, Campbell's Soup's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in the soup and simple meals categories, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Campbell's Soup, the focus on brand loyalty and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the food and beverage sector.
To sum up, Campbell's Soup Company's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Campbell's Soup's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.